Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's see here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now the number up is on the screen. So you can call in that number there. And we'll let you in. Now today I'm not gonna play those games. Last time I let people do certain things because, you know, we don't have much time. So this is not the chat room for that. I don't want people going back and forth about other people. We're just talking about just a general topic. And when you call, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, listen, we just have to think about things and going forward that we need to be able, you know, peaceful, you know, in our community. Make sure you press number one button if you're calling in. That's the only way I can recognize that you want to talk. Area code 772, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind about the topic, brother?
Hey, the beef between Umar and Tariq, man, it's kind of petty.
Well, I mean, they have their reasons, and I'm not going to even assess it like that. You know what I'm saying? I just rather, you know, our brothers be at peace with each other, because white supremacy is watching. I've been paying attention to the trolls. And the white supremacist trolls are quiet. They're not saying a word. And any other time, they all on Tariq page just going in. But now they quiet because he ain't on them. You know what I'm saying? So as long as Umar or whatever is going at each other, then they're on white supremacy, and that's better for them. And that's like my whole thing with it.
Yeah, I would like to see them, you know, reconcile, make amends with each other, and what I suggest to Umar is, man, you got to focus on this upcoming trial and whatever issue he has with Tariq should be the least of his worries. Hey, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that I can't agree with. But, brother, I appreciate you calling.
Hey, take it easy.
All right, brother. All right, let's go to the next caller. Erico 972, you're on the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? What's on your mind by the topic?
White supremacy in general, or just...
No, the topic. The topic we're talking about.
I just got on, dude. So I don't really know the topic.
Okay, well, do me a favor. Just go back to the stream. Back it up, find out what we were talking about, then call back in. I appreciate you. We got to know the topic we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, because people waiting on the line. Air code 727, you're on the show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm all right. Let's think about the topic.
Yeah, man. It's just,
you about the topic?
Yeah, about Tariq and Umar.
Yeah, the topic
yeah,
we're talking about.
Yeah, I just think it's real sad, man, to see them, like, fighting like this. Just, you know, all in the public eye, because it really divides people who really want to support Umar in the school and people who support Tariq. So, I mean, I felt like they should do it, I guess, behind closed doors. But it's really, like, setting a line in the sand. I think it's real unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we all going to have disagreements. And like I said, I get it, you know. People keep talking, saying things you feel about you are going too far. Yes, you want to respond. I mean, that's just normal. But, you know, like I said, when you have a platform, though, you have to take things just a little different than your average, like, say, social media user. Because, you know, you can't just say certain things because you're not in that light. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah, because Because yeah, I saw Tariq's stream. He was like, yeah, yeah. Because he was like, he was telling Umar to pull up, and I'm like, you probably shouldn't say that in public because you don't know who knows who. We don't, and you don't know like how far they're gonna take it. So you know what I mean? It'll just be real. It's just a bad look, in my opinion. Throw a bad look, but that's
well,
my
I mean,
opinion on it.
But I saw, you know, I mean, like Umar kind of suggested that first, though. That's why
he
was saying.
Yeah, he did. He
you
did.
Know,
he did.
I mean,
Umar
so,
was
so,
like, you know, because Umar was like, he was calling like some goons or something like that. He called somebody on live on air and stuff like that. So it was.
Yeah,
it
my, my thing is, you know, I don't know. Like I said, I just think, you know, you get to a certain age, you're supposed to act like a grown man. That's some young
yeah.
stuff you want to fight. You know what I'm saying? You get to a certain age, you get established, man. Like they say, you don't be fighting no more at that point. You know?
Yeah.
You really got to. But
yeah.
Man, I appreciate you calling, bro.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take care of it, brother.
All right, brother. Let's see here. Erico 540, you on the show?
Yes, hello. Good morning, Phil. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's on your mind with the topic?
Yes. So I've got two comments on this. I've only heard a little bit on the back and forth from two of them, but I want to kind of address one thing that is I suspect that I know we talk about this whole white supremacy thing and all that, but I think, frankly, whether it's government or whether it's other organizations that are, you know, generally white supremacists, I think this some of these things that we are being manipulated on another level. You know, how easy is it for these people to get on, you know, social media or just to manipulate the community in general? And then, of course, when, you know, two brothers like this, I don't know them personally. I don't know. I follow them a little bit, but, you know, I do think that there's a little bit of immaturity between them. But once, you know, once you put that social media aspect behind it, I think it's just that much easier for you know, to just create a situation that makes it worse and worse. You know, I mean, it's nothing for an automated bot or these trolls or whatever to go ahead and just make this situation more and more and accentuate it. And then, you know, like I said, like these, you know, two brothers who have a little bit of an ego. Or not, whatever that, but may feel like people coming at them, and they just you know, like I said, I haven't heard all their comments, but I'm sure they felt a kind of way with certain things being said. But on another level as well, though, aside from the quote unquote white supremacy thing, I think in a way, some of this might actually be good, not in the sense of that we need to keep going at each other, but in the sense that. You know, this, you know, technology is new. I mean, this is, you know, it's going to go through phases of people interacting and being able to understand, you know, how to use it, the potential for it. And so I think with all this, you know, live streaming and all these kinds of things now, I think there's an opportunity for, you know, quote unquote, iron to sharpen iron. You know, in other words, you know, people, you know, now realize, like, it's just, I mean, I think, yes, we realize we can do all this live streaming and communicate with each other, but now as a people, we realize, no, hold up, you know, really, this is our dirty laundry can be aired out, like, really be out there, and it really has an effect. So as a group of people, I think it takes some time for us to really be conscious to what is going on and the potential for that. That's my comment. I think with time, not necessarily just those two brothers, but I think as a group of people, and then this doesn't just apply to the black community. I mean, in general, I think what will happen, I mean, people will consciously understand as we continue to interact on these types of platforms daily, you know, that you know, the overall consciousness of how to interact and what that means, those interactions, I think, are going to eventually become a bit more deliberate and go through a maturity phase. I think right now we kind of still went through a little bit of a growing phase, I guess. There may be some growing pains, and it's just really accentuated, particularly in the Black community right now, which, like I say, I know that we can be very well manipulated easily. And as you have said in some previous shows, I think, you know, we're targets. Just being real, the government straight up said, you know, the Black extremist target, you know, whatever the terminology was, you know, they watching us, you know, plain and simple. Now, that's nothing new, but they deliberately watching us. And this is just, these platforms make it that much more easy for them to watch us and for them to manipulate us. So those are my points. I appreciate it, brother.
All right, thank you, man. Miss Belinda Jackson, thank you for joining us on Patreon. I just saw you join us. Appreciate that. You guys don't know how much that means to us that you help us keep the platform going on Patreon. We're still trying to get to our 3,000 member goal. I just keep trying to put it out there. It's very important. So thank you for those who are going over there. Let's see, going to Erico 774, you're on the show.
Hey, Phil, good morning. Here are my thoughts about the topic at hand. Those brothers knew each other for a long time. And, you know, presumably they have each other's personal information like cells and emails. My question is, if you have a beef or a conflict with somebody, why can't you just call them and air it out privately away from the social media atmosphere?
I agree with you right there. I agree. Because if I got your number and it's an issue, I'm gonna call you, text you something, and then we'll have that conversation. And based off that conversation, that's it. And I won't tell nobody we had a conversation. You know, but then you got to be careful with that sometimes with some people. Because some people record conversations.
Yeah, that is true.
When you have with people. You know, and now technically, that's illegal. You have to tell a person you're recording the conversation, or they can get you wiretapping. I mean, they really want to be dirty with the situation. But I'm saying, some people like to do that. That's why I don't say nothing on a phone or a YouTube video or email or whatever that I can't say publicly.
Understandable. You know, it's just that it's hard for some people to get up face-to-face, especially if they're on opposite sides of the country. But I did notice a while back, and I ain't going to mention any names, that Tyreek on one of his podcasts did have, like, an ideological issue with someone. And that someone pretty much reached out to him via email or on Facebook, and he never mentioned that person's name again. You know. And that was that. I was just like, geez, Omar and Tyreek, they've been close and doing business together. Why can't they just handle it privately? So that was on my mind. So thought I'd share that.
That's how I feel the same way. I mean, you know, just to take it out of the public arena, because people are just going to run with that. But appreciate you calling, man.
All right, thanks.
Air code 817, you're on the show. All right, they got off the line. Air code 216, you're on the show.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? What's on your mind about the topic?
Well, first of all, I just called in just to tell you that I love you and I love your show and I appreciate you. And I'm so happy that you're a voice for people that can't speak. And that's all I want to say. I just really appreciate you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And I love you as your brother. Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next person here. Air code 843. You're on the show.
Good morning, Brother Phil. Appreciate you very
much.
Good morning.
Your platform is
wonderful for us. Yes, I feel that the so-called beef between the brothers is very counterproductive for us as a people. Each brother had what they felt were positions against the other. Again, counterproductive. We don't need that. You've stated on the show this morning, yes, they should take that out of the public. That's not something for us. And, yes, white supremacy is paying attention closely. Doing so, brothers, if they hear my voice, you are setting up a recipe for disaster for yourselves even. Please stop it. Let's build bridges on the things that we have in common and the things that we can do to take down white supremacy. Please. Thank you for taking my call, Phil.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we all not going to agree or whatever, but you know, we you know, like I said, I get it because, you know, when somebody, just, you know, a dude is threatening to fight you online, I mean, you know, I've seen that. It can make you respond, but, you know, like I said, I've had people threaten me like that too. And I say, hey, well, whatever. I say, if they show up, then we'll deal with that. If not, I look at it as being as an internet tough guy. But anyway, let's Erico 614,
you're on the show. Hey, Phil. Hi, family.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. I'm heartbroken because they are beaten like that, like children. And I think that if they step back and listen to maybe you and this program, this platform, maybe they'll have a change of heart, but they really need to personalize it over the phone and talk with each other. They have strong platforms. We need both of them, and we need all of our positive people to continue. And if they have the beef, of course, on the common sense, talk about it offline. I do want to say that Dr. Umar, I don't agree with some of the things, but he has a very, very strong communication regarding life and how we should be. So if we could possibly have some type of response to him on his YouTube or Facebook and just send some positive messages to him that he can take with him to this hearing, that would be great. Why don't we just start with positive feedback? And if you do dislike something about him, go ahead and mention it. But for the most part, out of the 100% of him, maybe 10% is not good. So just go ahead and feed him with 90% positive so he can take it with him to this hearing to show that he has support. I thank you. I thank my family on the Vice Show Media. But we need to be about us. It's not that.
No, I agree.
Serious.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Well, I can tell you about going to court, okay? It's stressful when you're dealing with court. You don't know how it's going to turn out. You know, you got to defend yourself. So I'm not saying a guy not stressed, but I wouldn't be taking on all this extra stuff and I got that going on. I mean, I would. You know, especially somebody who's been through dealing with family court for sure. Erico 574, you're on the show.
Good morning, Phil. How you doing? God bless you.
God bless you. What's going on? How you feel about the topic?
Well, I'd like to start off by saying, far as Dr. Umar, I've been following him for about a year now. I'm not too much familiar with the other brother. But Dr. Umar, I think it's a slap in the face. He has put all that work into getting his doctor's degree and stuff like that there. And like you said earlier, when you have something like that there, you should be acting that way. And he always speak about behavioral problems. He has an anger issue himself. And you building a platform like that there, you know people are going to be trolling you. They're going to be saying negative things about you. You should stay focused on uplifting your black people and trying to instill what Dr. King's and the Malcolm X's did, trying to keep us on track to building and getting ahead in life. That there that he's doing, that has totally derailed, and now his ratings are going to go down because of that. What he should be focused on is like you said earlier, you know, you have a doctor's degree. You should be more compassionate. You should be more sympathetic. You don't have to prove nothing to the other side of the fence. You worry about your people. Because people, I mean, now it's a teardown and a smack in the face, because now we didn't, you might as well say, we didn't lost, you know, somebody that's supposed to be helping us. Now this man is finna get dragged through court. You're caught up in the system. And when you get caught up in the system, man, it ain't no telling how that's going to turn out. It might become a whole total catastrophe. You might lose your certificates, your doctor's degree. Now you're getting smeared all on, not only on social media, but you might make mainstream media too as well. So only thing I would like to say is they can learn a lot from you, brother. Really, they can. They can learn a lot from you, because I've been following you for about 6 months, and I've seen how you have done things. And like you said, you take notes, you write things down, and you give things a good thought before you get out here and start talking. That's what I like about you. And only thing I have to say is, Dr. Umar, God bless you, man. I hope you overcome this, these hurdles, and you get back on track, because right now you're derailed, but I hope you get back on track, man, and get back to helping your people and do something about your anger issue, and that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you for calling, brother. I appreciate it. And guys, let me let you know something else. I have a thing about when I talk about I don't want to be a part of anything. I had someone message me and said that they had the rest of the court documents for Umar, and they wanted to share that with me. Now, I don't need to put that out there like that. There would be no reason for me to put that out there like that. Number one, it ain't my business. Number two, why would I do that? I don't care if I disagree with some person's position. I ain't got no problem with Umar. He never did me anything. He never did my kids anything, or my wife or nobody. So why would I put that out there like that? But they got people doing it. Like, my thing is this. You're not going to use my platform to trash nobody. And at least if somebody going to trash something, it's going to be because I thought it through and it's the right way to go. But no. So that's why I say, don't come behind the scenes passing mess and information to me that I'm not looking for to trash another black man. I'm not going to do it. Pass me somebody's white supremacist. That's what you need. Pass me them court documents on them white supremacists. Pass me them court documents on them police that's coming up for trial. They're hiding the charges. Pass me them documents. I run with them documents all day long. That's what I want the documents for. Don't pass me no documents on another black man. Erico 719, you on the show?
I was back on the Monday, and they had it like the whole day. And I called like about 3:30, and they didn't.
719.
And they wanted me to like leave it overnight.
Okay, well, you know me, I gotta move. Erico 313, you on the show?
What's going on, brother Phil? How you feeling today?
Oh man, I'm feeling like a black man living in America.
Yes, sir. The point I wanted to make is basically black men sticking together. It's kind of like Pimp C said back a few years ago when all of the Texas rappers was getting into it. You got to stick together and have strength in numbers, especially when you have a platform, you have a voice. And when you're getting into it with each other, that really is, like the last call, the other call that said, is very counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. It's not helpful. But my thing is, and I have to point that out. I pointed out a pattern with Umar is that he likes to threaten to fight people. And that's not becoming of anyone. And it's not, I think it's his fourth time, at least for me, that I heard him say about threatening to fight people. You know, like I haven't heard Boyce ever threaten to fight folks or Tariq ever threaten to fight folks if he disagreed with them. But, I mean, you know, just as a man, another man telling you he going to whip you, I'm like, huh?
Yeah, and in that position, that's definitely not the way to play it. And another thing I wanted to touch on was seems like since a lot of this Facebook and social media came out, like a lot of people, especially a lot of men, like they don't want to come face-to-face and talk about stuff or call or email or something like that. Like they always want to just air it out on social media. And I had a friend who did that to me, and I looked at it like me and him wasn't even friends no more after that, because I'm like, you got my number, you could have called me. So,
brother, I have a thing about that too. This one dude, and he had my number a few years ago, and I met the brother and everything. He came over here to Houston. I met with him. I broke bread with him and everything, you know. I said, hey, nah, you over here in my city. I treat you, brother. Don't worry about it. But then he disagreed with something I said. He had my number. He could have called me, text me about it. But he decided to start making videos. And once you start making videos, I ain't got nothing to say to you after that. Nothing.
Exactly.
Don't talk to me afterwards. Because you got my number, then I'm not going to respond to what you're saying. But don't be trying to come behind the scenes later trying to talk to me. Like, no, dude, you going to put some crap out of public that you could have called me about.
Exactly.
So
and it's like, just because we might disagree on certain fronts, that doesn't mean that we can't come together and accomplish something, something bigger than me and you, even though we might be having a disagreement at that time. Because it's bigger than us as an individual and bigger than us in our individual agendas. You know, we got to come together and get some type of collective identity. And those two brothers have a big platform. They have a big following. They have a big voice. And this is going against that, what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and like you say, the youngsters are watching. And, you know, like I said, we are, to them, older brothers. And if this example that we're going to set before them, like, well, what do you expect them to do?
Yeah, you might expect that from them being, like, if they're, like, 18, 19, you might expect for them to play the game like that. But once you get to, like, mid-20s or lower 30s, like, you don't expect people to be going back and forth on social media. So that was my only thoughts on the field. You have a happy new year, man.
All right, brother. All right, let's go to the next call here. Error code 913 on the show.
Tech 9? What's good, Brother Phil? Hello?
What's going on? You sound
man,
excited.
Man, I just got to say, I love you, man. You like a big homie, man. Like, for real. Like, I've watched your show for like a year. I'm just now starting to donate. I apologize. I'm starting to get right. But I got to say, it's love in the black community. Just for me to sit up and just be able to talk to you on your show, it just shows there's love in the black community.
All right. Well,
you hear me,
Phil? Well, appreciate the support. What you think about the topic?
My whole thing is black men, we got to stop beefing with each other over glory. That's one thing that's like clouding our judgment as a community and as men. We need to stop beefing with each other, contending with each other over glory and over fame and love. We should be able to share that anyway amongst our community. That's it. We shouldn't be trying to turn each other to the enemy. But one thing I will say, though, I'm going to leave the whole Umar situation alone because that's kind of a touchy subject. But people like Tariq Nasheed, I don't listen to dudes like him. He still got that wash your ass mentality. He don't want to accept black women.
Okay, brother. We're not taking sides with Umar or Tariq. If you disagree,
I'm not gonna take sides. But yeah, I just want to say, as far as false leaders in our community, if they get brought out, oh well, I ain't gonna be behind them if they ain't really doing nothing for me anyway. Because it's like, shit, there's leaders and there's false leaders, and we ain't lost leaders. Leaders are dead. That's all I'm saying. I mean, we have leaders alive.
I will leave you with this. Don't look to nobody to lead you. Lead yourself. Thank you for calling. I'm going to keep reiterating that. Lead yourself. Don't look for people to lead you. You don't need a leader. You're grown. Airco 407, you're on the show.
Peace of Black Fire, Fred. How you doing?
How you doing? Who is this?
This is Brother Jeff. Brother Jeff. Haitian. I'm a Haitian descendant. I called last Friday when I was in the doctor's office.
Okay, what's on your mind by the topic?
Well, my mind on the topic is that it is a destruction in the Black community. What Dr. Umar doing, or you know, I have to say, you know, just going after Tariq Nasheed, I guess. I mean, I feel like, man, white supremacy is sitting back and just, you know, letting this all, I mean, just seeing these two brothers just going at it, man, you know. And I think it was meant to happen, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, ain't going to solve anything, you know what I mean? So, it's just like, it's a waste of time, man. You know what I mean? So, for Dr. Umar attacking Tariq or you know, because I subscribe to Tariq Nasheed YouTube, and I watched it. He said he didn't say anything about him, but, hey, you know, I guess Dr. Umar is putting that frustration on the people he's going after. And I also feel, do you heard about that? He's going after Dr. Boyd Watkins as well. You know?
Yeah, I heard all of that. You know, like I never heard Tariq anything negative about him. Mm-hmm. So I go know if Tariq came left field. Now, you know, him and Boyd's been kind of having words in the past, but that's them, you know. Like, say, it wasn't as nasty as it was. Like, say, when I heard it, you know, Umar was kind of, you know, going at Tariq a little bit hard with the situation. But all in all, like I said, all in all, we just want, you know, like say, for brothers just to get along, have peace in the community, and focus on white supremacy. That's what the focus is, white supremacy. But, brother, I appreciate you calling.
That's right. Hey, one more thing, Phil.
Oh, I'm sorry. Erico 614, you're on the show.
Hi. I didn't get to say a lot because I didn't want to take up enough time before, but if we can't come together, we're done. Even if we do it in small groups. So what I say is, look at what has caused this beef. Look at the heart of it. What caused Dr. Umar to do all that stuff? And then what caused Tariq to do all his stuff? There's plenty of pie there's plenty of pieces of pie for the, you know, for everyone to have. And it's like, why don't you all sit at the round table? Make a round table like tonight. And come together about your platform. If you can do that later on, you know, after you settle some things with your own platform, come together so we can have a tight knit rope, you know, that nobody can break. So for Dr. Umar, and since that is the subject, there's been question about his doctorate. Okay, so then they're doing an inquisition on him about it. So he must have them. The question was, do you even have it? Okay, so that's already answered before he steps in wherever he's going. The second thing is, he collected all that money. Where is it? Okay, so maybe he can have someone independently come in and look at his books and document where that money is and put it in a fund.
Well, sister, hold on. I don't want to even get into that. That's not the purpose of my show today. I'm just talking about these brothers getting into it, because you know each individual, whatever they got going on, that's a, like at the end of the day, that's not my business, you know, and
yeah,
I just want to kind
of leave
it at
that.
Yeah,
that was part of the whole issue.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
I know
you just
want to
talk
issue.
About them fighting like kids on the internet.
Yeah, I know. I get that.
Okay.
Well, but whatever the issue is, if that's part of the issue, you know, like I say, he don't want people mentioning him. And I addressed that earlier in my monologue. I addressed a lot of those things.
Yeah.
You know, you're a public figure. You're going to be scrutinized. Everything you do, you know.
Right.
So when he called himself, he gave himself the term, the Prince of Pan-Africanism. Well, you got to deal with Prince type of attention. So
right.
I appreciate you calling, though.
All right,
fine. All right. Eric Code 832, you on the show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, bro? What about the topic?
I just want to say, yeah, man, I think just in recent times, man, as black men, we've allowed our emotions to overcome what our goal is. And, you know, back in the day, black men really didn't show a lot of emotion. With today's time, that's pretty much all you see, especially on social media. Back in the day, people come together as men and discuss what the issue is because we have a common enemy. And we've allowed that common enemy to come in and disrupt our plan, our goals.
I agree with that, but back in the day, there was no social media either, so you had to talk.
Correct.
Social media,
I mean,
in my opinion,
still,
is great. But it's ruined a lot. It has.
Yes. I mean, yeah, and everything that's created, you know, there is some good to it, but we've misused it, historically speaking. Yeah, but back in the day, you still had the news and everything like that, but you didn't see brothers, like, you know, coming on the news and just bashing each other.
Yeah. Well, I get it. Yeah, like I said, we had a little bit more decorum. At one point in time, you know, and the crazy part, like I said, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and, you know, you just see brothers acting like that. But, you know, like I said, it's just things are different, man. We got to just, you know,
Set
forth a right, you know, tone. And like I said, at least on my platform, I want to always encourage, you know, brothers to get along, especially brothers. We need brothers to get along. Because, man, it's enough we got white supremacist terrorists trying to kill us. We don't need to destroying ourselves.
Right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Phil, for letting me have my time on the show.
I appreciate it, man. You know, we just saw them terrorists did to that 17-year-old brother. Unrecognizable. We ain't got time for that. And while you know, our brothers are going back and forth, they can't even focus on what happened to that young brother. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Air code 678, you on the show.
How you doing, Phil?
I was calling because,
you know, as the black community, far as Dr. Omar and Tariq Nasheed, it seemed like Dr. Omar, I have watched him, you know what I'm saying, grow. I have watched you grow. Even from it looked like you was in the bathroom, the shower. I watched you grow over the years, the 4 years from the high in the hood rat to not even talking about your people as you used to. That used to turn me off, you know. As far as Tariq,
what used to turn you off?
I'm talking about.
Hold on. Let's back up to me. What used to turn you off?
Probably about 3 to 4 years ago, before you got conscious how you is today. I used to watch you. You used to come up, and how you used to talk about the black community, or I don't mind so much, you know, the high in the hood rat or the thugs or anything. It's like you. Every time I used to watch your show, I used to see you talking about the community in a negative light. You see what I'm saying? And I seen you grow over the years to the point you got more understanding. And you grew. I don't know if that's right or not. Only you can answer that.
Oh, well, yeah, I grew. But I still would talk about the thugs and the hood rats and the trailer rats and the troller rats and any kind of rats in between. Old school hood rats, I talk about them all.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you grew. Started think you. I think you looked at it like okay, I see how people is in the community, but I some sense I know the reason the way they is. Some of them just lost. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, with time, as you grow older, you should learn something. I mean, the worst thing in the world is an old fool. So you should learn something over time. So, you know, I've learned. You know, I read. Believe it.
Yeah,
or not,
I have watched you grow, brother. And I want to say congratulations. I have watched you grow since 2013. I have watched you grow. I have watched you prosper. I have watched your platform. I have watched you how you present yourself and how you used to wear tank top to now. So I watched you grow, brother. Congratulations.
Yeah, I've come a long way. So
yeah. So back to Dr. Omar and Tyreek. What I have watched over the history tell us from Marcus Garvey, from Dr. Khalid Muhammad and Farrakhan to even Dr. Omar, it seemed like, I ain't going to call Omar a black leader. Like you said, leaders should lead themselves. But some people need leaders like Crips and Bloods or GDs. Some people need leaders, some type of support because they can't feel like get that strength or that passion for themselves. Sometimes they need, just like preachers, they get them excited. So I have watched Marcus Garvey, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, and Farrakhan seem like some of the prominent black so-called leaders, as you call them, or leaders, get attacked. I'm not saying Omar got will continue to get attacked. I mean, but he feel like he have been in the corner. I never seen nothing like this from any white person saying, put out a doctrine showing you're actually a doctor. I never seen nothing like this.
Well, like I said, we don't want to compare ourselves to that group of people. So that's the last thing you want to compare ourselves to. But what I will say is, you know, we just have to do better, and we just have to be at peace with each other, because white supremacy is every day looking to kill us, poison us, jealous. So that's how we looking. And but man, I appreciate you calling, bro.
All right.
I'm gonna take one more call. Erico 973 on the show.
Hey, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind with the topic, real quick?
No, I got you. First time caller, but I've been watching you for a minute, but real quick, I know both of them on a personal level, not like buddies, but, you know, been in the same room with them as far as, you know, exchange numbers. And I'll say this, at the end of the day, what social media has become and what it's enabled them to do, and that's both of them, even though Tyreek, I don't really blame him in this issue, but you become narcissists, right? Because anytime a grown man with a doctorate calls himself the prince of Pan-Africanism, that's buffoonery. You the prince of Pan-Africanism? Or the, what do you call him, the notorious RBG? Like, that has nothing to do with the liberation of black people. And the problem with us is, like you say, we have to lead ourselves and also follow amongst our brothers. Like, I could listen to your show, just like I could listen to Sarnetta's show, and I could listen to any of them. But you eat the meat and you spit out the bones. You understand what applies to you and what don't. You know, I love all of them. I see what I've learned and what I've noticed in the last year. We've had the rise of not only yourself on the national level, but like I said, you have Yvette Carnell. Now you got Antonio Moore. You got my man Zoe Williams, who's been in the thing for a minute. But even in their own right, they become narcissists or they become arrogant with their information. All of their information is vital. Like, if you had to bring out a hierarchy or a pyramid, to me, they should be, like, on a food pyramid, right? For example, Boyce Watkins tells you how to start a business or how to run an LLC. He can't tell you how to get the capital, right? And then at the same time, Tone Talks will tell you how broke we are, right? But he can't tell you how to get the capital. And it's the same thing with Umar. Oh, you know, we are psychologically disabled. Okay, how do we fix it, Umar? Well, you know,
Of course not. See, at the end of the day, we have to be able to take the information and apply it. If I have no money, then yes, I can listen to Tone Talks and say, okay, well, this is what's going on. Or if I need to be politically inclined, okay, I can listen to Yvette. Or if I have a little bit of money, right, and say I want to invest, then you listen to Boyce Watkins. Or if I just want to know everyday news that's under my nose, I can listen to your show, listen to the Avaz show, listen to Sonnetta. But the problem is when these guys, you know, Umar live stream yesterday was not only disrespectful to anyone that is enlightened, but it was disrespectful to anyone that's donated to him, because you're calling yourself this prince of Pan-Africanism. But at the end of the day, you're a human being. You understand? You lied over some vagina. I'm celibate, but then you got the conscious stripper. Listen, I'm not judging him on that. You got here from, you know, intercourse. But at the end of the day, we're all human. The information has no owner. You understand? That's why I always say knowledge itself is for thyself. What may apply to me may not apply to the Avaz show. You understand? And I think when you tell, like, listen, you had Booker T, you had all these dudes on the first three Hidden Colors, right? But he says, if it wasn't for me, the DVD wouldn't have sold. Like, how crazy is that? Like, how ignorant is that? You know what I'm saying? And Phil, like, be honest with you,
I feel you. I mean, we got some large claims. I'm like, really, man? I mean, because if that's the case, then his other DVDs wouldn't have sold because you wasn't in them, and
correct,
they sold according to him. So, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, I don't know. Like, he got the WWE thing going on real well. Speaking himself in the third person. So, I mean, he's his own hype man. I mean, I ain't knocking him because you need to be your own hype man at times. But I don't know, bro. But I'm gonna have to go ahead and go. But I appreciate your call, man.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen. I definitely want to thank you for joining us today.